Stop 9, curator Marianne Templeton talks about the Drink More Milk postcard.
This is an advertising postcard produced by the National Milk Publicity Council in 1927. The postcard is one of three items in a display case. It is angled on a lectern at the front of the case. The postcard features a black and white photograph of seven boys in a lineup. The boys are all wearing knee-length shorts, socks, boots and jackets, and are grinning out at us under the words, "Drink more milk. Milk made the difference." The boys are strikingly different in height. Each holds a card in front of his chest showing the name of a food. The tallest is in the middle, holding a sign for milk. The shortest boy, who is a head shorter than the tallest, holds a sign for watercress. He is standing second from the left. The other boys are of varying heights in between and hold signs for sugar, butter, margarine, casein, which is a protein found in milk, and no extras. The caption beneath the image reads, "To illustrate the Medical Research Council's report on the diets for boys during school age." Smaller print underneath explains how the research was conducted, stating that milk proved the most successful for increasing height and weight. In the 1920s, the Medical Research Council funded a study to show how different diets impacted growth. The study was conducted on boys living in a Dr. Bernardo's orphanage. The National Milk Publicity Council used the results of this study, and others like it, in its advertising and marketing campaigns. This postcard aimed to encourage parents to give their children more milk, hoping to persuade them through scientific evidence. In fact, the Medical Research Council wrote to the National Milk Publicity Council to say the postcards gave an exaggerated or otherwise erroneous impression of the facts and to ask them to reconsider their campaign. The image misrepresented the study by dramatically exaggerating the amount of height gained from certain foods. It also mixed up some of the results. For instance, the boy holding the card for sugar was incorrectly shown as taller than the one holding the card for butter. The National Milk Publicity Council explained this discrepancy by saying that the boy with the sugar card was standing closer to the camera. On the right side of the postcard, someone has drawn lines in black ink indicating that this boy's feet are slightly further forward than the others. Recent reassessments of the Medical Research Council study suggest that the extra height gain may actually have been due to the previously malnourished boys being fed more calories. One thing we found ourselves when researching scientific papers on the health impacts of milk was that it can be very hard to create an accurate control group in dietary studies or to identify the effects of particular foods. This is partly because we don't eat foods in isolation, and it can also be very difficult to separate the impacts of nutrition from other lifestyle factors. The discovery of minerals and vitamins in food in the early 20th century and the new science of nutrition led milk to be hailed as nature's perfect food because of its unique mix of protein, carbohydrates, vitamins, and fat. Studies such as the one by the Medical Research Council helped establish a special association between milk and growth. When we were researching for the exhibition, we saw quite a lot of adverts from the 1920s that were part of the same campaign as this postcard. Newspaper adverts and marketing leaflets appealed directly to parents to sign up to the new Milk in School scheme in order to help their children grow and keep them healthy. They put pressure on parents because the school milk scheme was not free when it first began. It was started by the National Milk Publicity Council in the late 1920s and only later adopted as a government program. The scheme created a new market for fresh milk, of which there was an oversupply in the UK at the time, and generated profits for the dairy industry. By getting more children to regularly drink milk from an early age, the dairy industry could also foster a new generation of consumers who would keep buying and drinking milk throughout their lives.